Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I can go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you can go. So, hi everyone. This week it's a little bit different. It's not Will. Well, Will is here, but yeah. I'm Tess from Primary Languages Network. I'm sat with Will, and he has had a very busy week this week. And
yes, I think we at the company we always are having busy weeks, and we're always looking to support all teachers as much as we can with primary languages tests. So it's been a really good week for me this week, I'd say.
Yeah, so what have you been up to, or what's coming up?
Well, we've decided to release our very first online video course that is now available to everybody, even outside of the network, and it's about taking control and transforming your primary languages and learning some really core principles that we've packed into this course. We did a few edits of it. We definitely have made sure that there's not a lot of waffle in there, and it's full of great insights that I've picked up on in my 10 years of working at the company in helping coordinators in their transformation. So it's we've really tried to stack it with as much value in there for people, so that they can start to realize that they can make a lot more change in their primary languages than they think they can at this current moment of time. Mm-hmm. It's for people that are potentially new to the role, potentially feeling a bit stuck. They could be feeling a bit overwhelmed or anxious or worried about their primary languages, and they've just got no idea where to start. Mm-hmm. So it's quite useful to make the course with you, Tess, because I'd say that as a
language
coordinator, as a languages coordinator, you'd have a similar perspective. So you'd be interested, from your perspective, how did you find the recording of it, etc.?
I found it super beneficial. Yeah. And listening to it, you can hear the value and the points, and it comes across so well and concise. But yeah, even I'm not a teacher, I do not teach languages, and I felt like confident to go into it, which is exactly what we wanted.
That's the aim there, and step by step as well.
Yeah.
I think guided in from a position where you know nothing to, by the end of it, you're going to feel like you can take some decisive action, become more confident in your decision making, and also know what the clear steps are and learn from coordinators who have made that transformation, because there are plenty that have made great transformations using these simple steps.
And the thing I like the most is it's not overwhelming. You're not getting chucked with so much, an hour-long video of hearing everything. They're step-by-steps, like what you're saying.
Absolutely.
So it's not overwhelming at all. So, Will, who is the course for? Is it just for members, or is it for everyone?
Yes, we've made it available for everyone, Tess. We think it's information that everybody needs to know, and it's if it helps just one person transform and then really take control, then I'll be happy. So it's for everybody to access. Free to access. You need to you click on the link, and then you simply have to just fill in your details with an email and password. This is so you can return to it. And then off you go, really, with it. That's how we wanted to make it nice and easy to access.
And with the course, can you do it in your own time, or do you have to sit down and do it in one go? How does that work?
Yeah, once again, want to make it as easy to access as possible. So we'd envision you would revisit, and you can just log in again. I think it will keep you logged in, actually, but you're at the very worst, you'd have to just log in again and click on the course and continue. Mm-hmm. And there's probably just over 30 minutes worth of video content on there. So it's not heavy in terms of video watching, and most videos are about a minute or two long, so it's easy to digest.
And when is it available? Is it available now? When?
Yes, I'm very excited to say that it's available now. You get a course certificate upon completion as well, so that goes towards your CPD profile through the year, and you can actually give us a bit of a review of afterwards as well to make sure that it's provided you the support that we want to give to. Give you to.
Sounds great. Final bit, why should someone do the course?
I think people should do the course if they're in a position where they're feeling stuck. I've said this before, but where they're feeling stuck, they're feeling worried, anxious, overwhelmed, don't know where to start with primary languages, but they really want to make a change. And they feel like they could make a change. So I want the course to be something for those people that really need that help and support and need that first step towards making a big change in their primary languages.
If you're a bit more confident, though, is there something for them, would you say, or is it just for the novice?
Yes, I'd say it's more guided towards the novice, but there is a lot of value still stacked in there, because a lot of the stuff that I am sharing is from great insights from coordinators who have made great success. Mm. So there is a bit for everybody, but it is more geared towards the novice. The novice is not the right word, but somebody new to the lead role or somebody just struggling with leading the primary languages.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. I think that's everything to do with the course there, or is there anything else?
I'd say if you're interested, the link for it is primarylanguages.network/take-control-and-transform /take-control-and-transform. I will leave a link in the podcast description. Mm-hmm. There will be a link to find it anywhere. And it is free for everybody to access and use. And I really hope it helps people, because we've seen so many good transformations, and I've learned over time that actually it's more about what you do than what you start with, mm-hmm. That makes the best transformations. And I've realized that anybody can make those transformations if they're listening and learning. Yeah. So enjoy it, guys.
Yeah, enjoy it.
And see you in the next podcast.
Bye.